Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Sebi.
I'm Jan.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. And this evening we finally got the running order for both semifinals. I don't even know what I'm saying finally. I think end of March is a pretty common date, but it still felt like a long time. And yeah, what is your overall opinion? What are your overall thoughts on the running order?
I'm still not over last year. And I don't know, we've interviewed, 40 artists, give or take, between national finals and everything. And I mean, all the songs are out, we've listened to everything. I don't know, my head is still not in 2025 mode yet. I don't know if that makes any sense. So as I look at this running order, I'm like, oh my God, Hera Björk is opening this. Oh wait, no, she's not. I'm still not vibing with most of the songs, as anybody who's listened to our review podcasts have known so far. My scores haven't been great for a lot of the songs. I don't know, I'm just not in it. Maybe I need to get to Basel and see the arena and see all the, the logos all over the city and all the fun. Maybe that'll, kick my ass into gear. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, once the running order for both semifinals were revealed, was that one of the biggest, I would say, surprises for me was to see a country closing the semifinal one, which was Cyprus.
Yes.
And that was one of the, I would say, highlights when it came to, things that we didn't really expect.
We never thought we'd be here tonight talking about this either. We thought we had a night off from podcasting, but here we are. Big surprise today.
Well, and the thing is, we were trying to, to make our own ways of what it's going to look like, when it comes to running order. And again, we have Iceland being the very first ones opening the semifinal one, which isn't really a surprise. And yes, I mean, there's some spots that left me a little bit shocked when it came to running order. So what was your biggest shock, guys, when it came to the actual...
I would say semifinal two was less surprising. And I think in our prediction, we got six spots exactly correct for semifinal two. And I think semifinal one was just really tough to put a running order together, because it's only men, pretty much. There's only Albania and Poland out of the contestants.
And well, Sammy, do you want to run down through the running order so we can get an idea of what we're talking about?
So we are going to start with Iceland, Poland, Slovenia, Estonia, then Spain as the first auto qualifier, Ukraine, Sweden, and Portugal closing up on the first half. Then Norway, Belgium, Italy again as an auto qualifier, Azerbaijan, San Marino, Albania, Netherlands, Croatia, then Switzerland as an auto qualifier, and then Cyprus again as a contestant, as a closer.
Yeah, that caught me off guard when I was watching the video, because I was wondering if they would keep the auto qualifiers in the same spots as last year. And certainly in the second half of the show, we've got a longer run between the second auto qualifier and, of course, in this which is Italy and Switzerland. And they've done it in such a weird way, like you said. So we've got Zoe, who will perform, and then Cyprus will come back and compete, and then it's all over. So it's very bizarre.
I think this is a no-go, Also, Albania had this with Festival I Kengis. They had, nine contestants, and then they had an interval act, and then one more contestant. And this is just, in a way, it's even unfair, You would want the contestants to be together in one group of performances.
You would, or do like they did last year. They had, less countries in between each of the auto qualifiers. Yeah. Having one is bizarre. I don't know how that will affect the stats, because, of course, the nerd that I am, I've been crunching the numbers all day. And we've had the producers choosing the running order since Malmö 2013. And would you want to venture a guess what the best spot to be in is in a semifinal? best chance of qualifying?
Well, definitely not the second place.
No, that's actually last. That's the worst place to be. The average there is 12.9 places out of however many, right? So you average 13th place if you go second. So that's not a qualifying spot.
But yeah, also, like, I mean, if we stop a little bit with the performances in semifinals as well, when it came to automatic qualifiers, that was quite a mess last year when it came to it, because, like, you know, out of Eurovision bubble and out of all the nerds who are, you know, involved with this contest throughout the year, even for those people it might be confusing, but imagine an average viewer of Eurovision who, I don't know, who gathers with family and then, you know, they have, you know, 16 performances or so, or maybe even what more. No, we have like 15 participants and 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so this is 18 performances, and imagine viewing all of them and then at some point seeing that, you know, those four are not the one to be voted for. You know what I mean? So it can be like tiny little bit confusing, but this is the only part which I'm still not over it at some point.
Yeah, I think they should just do it after, you know, they should have the contestants, then one recap, and then you know, show, oh, these are automatically performing in set today.
You can always, like, or pre-record the performances and do it as they did it in the past, and just saying, you know, these four will be performing in, or these three will be performing in the grand final, which is going to be on Saturday, you know, so this is, you know, It's still a little bit confusing, but, like, do you guys have any, I don't know, do you, out of, let's say, if we still stick with semi-final one, do you think some of the countries ended up exactly where they need to be? Do you think there's a country which got the exact spot which it deserved
being in semi-final? I think Iceland is a very good opener, and that's what we predicted as well, and yeah. To me, what doesn't make sense is Poland coming in second. This is so random. And, you know, the transition from Iceland to Poland is not a good one, in my opinion, either. I kind of get, you know, you want to start with a bang and then keep the party going. But, like, I don't think these songs go well after each other.
Well, before I say that, should we answer the question that I asked a while ago and we didn't answer?
of course, yes.
Because I was trying to make a point that was related to your point, actually, Jan. So what spot in the semifinal do you think averages the best results? You found the worst one, but what's the best one?
Sebi should know that.
Like 12, 13?
It's actually the last to perform. Oh. If you perform last, you average fourth place, which is the highest of any of the places. Except for 19th place, but we only had one ever, you know, perform 19th, and they finished first in 2018. I think that was Alexander Rybak. Mm-hmm. Closed the first semi and finished first. So that averages first place, but we've only had one, so it doesn't count.
So Alexander Rybak never closed the semi.
So who closed the other semi in 2018? And finished first.
Ferreira closed the first semifinal. Oh, okay. Alexander Rybak opened first. And then, but there have been multiple 19th spots in the running order. Like in 2011, we surely had 19th.
Yeah, but the producers weren't picking the running order. Oh,
yeah.
Then. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, so in this case, so Jan, like you were saying, you found it interesting, Cyprus was last. So given the history here, if you perform last, only a handful, I think. Only two of the last 22 spots have failed to qualify performing last in the semi. Mm-hmm. So it actually really helped Cyprus, which I think also ironically ties into what Sebi was just saying too about, and you were saying too, but like who's been aided, who got helped by the running order. I think the winner here has to be Cyprus, because there's been very little, well, as far as I've heard anyway, very little talk about Theo and Shu, and not a whole lot of good reviews. So
it's our last place of our reviews so far.
Yeah. So, but again, the other thing we need to point out, not like we're critiquing this based on what we've heard so far. The producers also have the knowledge of what they will look like, what the staging will look like, the props, the background colors, all this they're also trying to separate. So maybe, I don't know, we're saying Slovenia might have been a better second than Poland, but maybe Slovenia's staging looks too much like Iceland, so they had to separate it a bit, and Poland ends up in second place. Now, that said, I don't think Poland will non-qualify. They're probably going to bend the average for that second place in the semi, but that's the piece we don't know.
Yeah, well, and sorry, Sebi, go on.
No, I mean, we've had a few people qualify from spot two as well. So I think especially in the last years, the curse has been lifted a little bit.
Yeah. Also, I think wasn't there like not even in this Eurovision season, wasn't there a Eurovision like winner of national final coming from second place in the national final? Was that Malta?
Malta was first in the national final. But yeah, we've had a couple of seconds, you know, winning. In the national final, it's actually not so bad because it's a different audience, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, the artists have a lot of publicity there or whatever. Yeah.
Well, the last top 10 in a semi in second place was whoever went second in the second semi-final of 2023. That got sixth place.
Armenia.
Sebi, your brain frightens and
Teodora
qualified
last year as well in spot two in the semi-final.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, she got 10th, right. I'm looking at single digits. That's why. 10th. 2023, so Brunette got 6th. Before that, you have to go all the way back to 2016. Whoever went 2nd in semifinal 2 in Stockholm came 4th overall.
I think there was Michal Szpak for Poland with Color of Your Life.
So Poland again, there you go. So there's not many, but it can happen. And like we said, I think Justyna will fix the average a bit this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think no matter where she would be, she would almost, I mean, she would definitely qualify. Is there any other country that you are satisfied with the actual position as in running order in the semifinal one?
I have to say I'm not too happy with semifinal one overall. It started good with Iceland opening. Something I don't understand is 5, 6, and 7, Ukraine, Sweden, and Portugal are like three male bands, you know, like three male groups.
Yeah.
And especially Ukraine and Portugal, I would have, you know, kept a bit further apart because they're kind of going for a similar vibe. I think, you know, Norway and Belgium are kind of too close. They're right after each other. I think San Marino would have been the best closer, honestly. I don't know what they're going to do on stage, but it's just such a vibe for closing. Yeah. I'm overall not too happy. Maybe you guys disagree.
No, I mean, I have to say that I also saw San Marino closing the semifinal. On the other hand, I think San Marino got almost, I would say, out of the whole semifinal, the best possible position they could get in terms of that. But like, again, one of my personal favorites, how is it positioned, is definitely Netherlands, I would say. It's in the second half of the semifinal, and I would say it's a nice position for them as well.
It's interesting you said both of those, because you found, now again, based on the data, based on the past, you found the third worst spot and you found the third best spot.
Oh.
So San Marino is in the third worst spot. So 11th is not a good place to be. But the Netherlands in 13th, for whatever reason, is really good. So it's the third best place to be. And of those two that you just mentioned, Sebi, Norway and Belgium, Belgium in 9th place is the second best spot in semifinal one to be, after whoever closes, obviously. Which, again, I don't get Cyprus. But who knows? Maybe we're in for a treat.
But also, you know, since you said that the producers are picking the running order by that time right now, they probably have the idea, or I would say, or at least like visual idea how their performance will look like, and it kind of makes sense that they are where they are for them, you know. But for me, if I get back a tiny little bit, for me the bigger shocker is Sweden being on the position number 6 in the semi-final, where there's like 15 competing entries.
Well, that's what they had in the draw. They didn't have much room to play with.
I know.
Luck of the draw. And the weird thing is having the three male bands back to back to back. Slovenia could have dropped down and switched. I don't think Sweden will struggle wherever they are, so they could have switched Sweden with Slovenia, Sweden with Poland. It would have been fine just to break that up. Anyway, shall we move on to semi two?
Yes.
Sebi, do you want to fill us in on the order there?
So we are starting with Australia opening the second semi-final, then Montenegro, Ireland, Latvia, Armenia, Austria, then the United Kingdom as the first auto qualifier, Greece and Lithuania closing the first half. Then we move on to Malta, Georgia, France as an auto qualifier, Denmark, Czechia, Luxembourg, Israel, Germany as an auto qualifier, Serbia, and Finland closing the semifinal. And here we got six positions correctly in our prediction, and we got both the opener and the closer correctly.
Yeah. Hello. call us for more
inside secrets.
Yes. But it's quite obvious if we start at the end of the second semifinal, it was quite an obvious choice to put Erika Wickman at the end of it, right? I mean,
yeah.
The only other choice maybe would have been Malta, but based on the staging, it had to be her.
Because the EBU is trying to push Luxembourg a lot, that they would give it to Luxembourg for the second time after their debut. But I still think Luxembourg is a pretty good spot. I actually think, Serbia is quite hurt between Germany and Finland, two bangers.
Yeah.
This is not a good spot for them.
And Czechia. Czechia being on number 12.
Not too bad, yeah. I think that's good. I mean, I had them... I think I thought they would be 15th. I probably would have switched Czechia and Serbia.
Yeah.
But I think it makes for a more interesting semi this way, because I do think that, Serbia is one of the weaker songs, and if you just have a lot of weak songs during the middle, it's not going to be interesting. So you have to put some of the good songs in the middle as well.
It's like that long nap I had in the middle of the final in Torino with all those slow songs. But Czechia, 12th place averages a 9th place finish. So they're pretty middle of the road. I hope Adonis qualifies. That's a good spot for them. Who my heart goes out to, and as soon as they said they were back and were sending a ballot, I knew this was going to happen. My heart breaks for Montenegro, because this is just set up to do so poorly. It's already a weak, maybe forgettable song, and then they put it second. This is probably going to come, if not last, second last in the semi. And for a country that's finally back and, has an easy excuse to not participate due to financial problems, having a crappy result after you come back after 2 years, it makes me worry about their future participation again. They might take another break after this.
Yeah, but also I think here's another curse of performing second. We just talked seconds ago. Poland is in the same position in the previous semifinal, and we all agreed that she won't have any issues. So I don't think that Montenegrin non-qualification would be due to the running order, if you ask me. But that's just my two cents on it.
I don't think anyone who votes for Montenegro would vote for it based on the number. We know Serbia's going to vote for this. Exactly. And then Austria's going to vote for this. Maybe Greece will give some Balkan points. And I think those have not a lot to do with running order. But maybe other countries who might, put some votes for it will forget about it. But I actually don't think Montenegro's result would depend a lot on where they are in the running order.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, maybe a position or two. But if it were maybe where Czechia or Luxembourg is, maybe, like you said, a few more countries might remember it, might throw it a few votes.
But they had first half anyway. That wasn't even possible.
Yeah, so this went where Lithuania is, between Greece and Malta. They're still screwed. Oh, well. Sorry, Montenegro.
No, also, I feel, really bad for Ireland for being at the position number 3. I know they were in the first half of the second semi, but still.
Well, if you like bops, you've got Australia, bop. Montenegro, sleep. Ireland, bop. Latvia, sleep. So they're in a weird little area where if you're not into the artsy ballads, but again, the only issue is it's really early. And the voting doesn't open in the semis until the end. So,
yeah,
but it has a chance to stand out.
This first half had a lot of dark songs, and they still, you know, put like two of very bright, positive songs in the first three spots. That is very unusual, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Lithuania is very dark, Greece is dark, Austria is dark, Armenia is sort of dark, Latvia is quiet, not as dark, Montenegro is very dark, James Bondish. And, you know, Australia and Ireland should have maybe been a bit further apart from each other, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But that's why they chose the UK in there. That makes perfect sense to me. They're gonna lighten the mood a bit.
But it will stay like this. I think out of those selected, I think we almost got, from almost all of them, we got live performances, didn't we? Or maybe not. Wait.
Except Austria, yeah.
Yeah. But also, like, I think... Also, the betting odds, they might, if there will be any changes, it will be, or the changes were done already now, but I think the first biggest change which will happen in the betting odds, I suppose it's going to happen when the rehearsals will start, or when we will get the actual footage of how their staging will look like.
But overall, I think I'm pretty content with like the running order in semi 2, especially compared to semi 1. Do you guys have any final thoughts or any other countries that stuck out to you?
What about Denmark in 11th after France and before Czechia?
It's not ideal for them, I would say.
Yeah.
France is a favorite, Czechia is sort of favorite-ish as well. But it's very different to these songs.
It is. But you've got two strong females back-to-back with France and Denmark, was my thought.
But, you know, if you see the recap, you will see a very weak female before Denmark, so... Yeah.
No, I'm just looking at the odds to see if they've shifted. And as of right now, as of Thursday evening, Sweden still has the 1% up on Austria. And then France has half of Austria at 11%. So who knows?
Yeah, but if we look at semifinal 2, then Finland is now rising very high to win semifinal 2. And well, it's Austria is actually...
I don't think they're going to beat Israel, do you?
You don't know. I think there's gonna be
we haven't discussed Finland yet. Obviously, I'll give you a preview. I don't get it from the staging to the song itself. I don't get it. I don't enjoy it. I don't know why the whole community has gone bonkers over Erika Wickman. Give me what was it in 2020? Cicciolina. Right, loved that one. This one, I don't get it. But I mean, if it topples Israel for first place in the semi. I think that would be huge, because I think Israel is probably going to get most of the 12s again in a televote only
final. Oh, surely. Surely.
So it's going to be hard to beat Israel.
It's going to... This is... I mean, I would be... You know, I would almost dare to say that there's almost not a single song which could beat Israel in televoting in its semifinal. Is it possible? Wait.
I don't think so. Maybe when it qualifies to the final that... One might rise past it, but I think Israel hands down has the semifinal in the bag.
Yeah, sure.
We could be proven wrong. We'll see. We'll know in a few weeks. A few weeks, people. A few weeks. It's getting close.
Super close. Super close.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Don't forget to follow us on our socials. We are at Building Bridges Pod pretty much everywhere. And also check out our website, buildingbridgespod.com, and tune in again for our next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.